This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton futures had their worst week in quite a while. That's according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, as futures prices fell 4 out of 5 trading sessions from a high of 82.56 to a low of 79.85, that on the March contract. Now, strips of West Texas received decent rains over the past week. Some areas logging more than an inch, but most got closer to just half of that. The majority of the rainfall was further east in the Cotton Belt. North Carolina and Virginia had plenty of rain and snow, and the eastern states likely to get more rain this week as well. California snowpack also being somewhat replenished by an atmospheric river hitting the northern half of the state. In fact, most of the Cotton Belt set to get rain again this week, but the forecast is more than a little iffy for West Texas. Thankfully, that La Nina weather pattern that's kept the Southwest hot and dry seems to be fading. And as far as exports go, the push to 83 cents did little to reduce demand for the week ending January 21st. Cotton shippers made net new sales of over 322,000 bales of Upland cotton. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.